Hello again, audio boomers. Yes, I'm afraid it's me, back at you for another boo. But after making my prior post, I received some news that I thought was worth mentioning. I found out that my dad did not let the computer scammer that he was dealing with get as far as I had initially feared. Which is a relief. Things are not as bad as they could have been. Luckily, partway through their conversation, Dad had the wherewithal to realize that he was getting in too deep and he was stepping outside his comfort zone. So he said to the scammer, "Look, I'm afraid you're going to have to call back later on in the evening when my wife is home, because she's a lot more knowledgeable about this sort of thing than I am." So the guy said, "Okay, I'll call back later." And he did. And my mom answered the phone, having found out about what happened earlier that day. Now, she really played it smart, and I wish I could have been there, because it would have been really funny. She pretended she couldn't speak English. She said, "What? What's a computer? What you talking about? We ain't got no computer." So, the scammer said, "Oh boy, I'm gonna have to call back when there's someone in the house that can speak English." And he did. The bastard called back a third time. But by that point, my mother had made my father aware, in no uncertain terms, that he was to have no truck with people like that. So my dad answered the phone. He knew who was calling. He said, "Look, I know you're a scammer. I have no interest in talking to you. Goodbye." So I think if the guy had received any of my dad's credit card information, he wouldn't have tried to call back so much. But I'm still concerned that the guy could have gained access to my parents' computer remotely, because he did tell my dad to go to a certain website, and my dad went there. So the guy could have installed malware on my parents' machine, or possibly a keystroke logger. So now my parents are afraid to enter passwords on websites, or to order anything online in case their keystrokes are being logged. My mom really wants to order something on Etsy, but now she's not sure if she should, so I have a feeling I'm still going to have to take a look at this machine and see if I can sort them out. I think it'll be a lot easier if I do it myself, because it's a real pain to have to walk my mom through a process like that. She gets really impatient if things take a long time. She doesn't like to have to spend a long time on the computer. The trouble is that I think the antivirus program they're using is Bitdefender, and that is not at all accessible to screen reader users. We can't even uninstall the darn thing ourselves, because it uses a bitmap, like Norton. So I'm not sure exactly what I'm going to do, but I will take a look. I'll install the latest version of NVDA and see what I can do. But things are not as bad as they could be. By the way, folks, that piece was The Rights of Man by harpist Joe Morrison. Me and my harpists. I do like them. I have a computer full of them. Actually, now that I think about it, I have an even cooler version of that I should show you guys in case you like it. If you don't like this sort of music, I do apologize. Pardon my screen reader while I search for it here. There you go. This is Alice Howe, who is from Toronto. And the things this girl can do with a harp just amaze the socks off me. This is live. Actually, while I'm in a bit of a ranty mood, I should mention something really odd that happened at church this morning. I was trying to make my way to a seat in the church hall for coffee hour, and some guy grabbed me and started physically maneuvering me and going, "No, no, no," at me. I have no idea who it was. But finally I said, "What are you trying to tell me?" And eventually he came out with, "Well, you're going the wrong way." And I'm afraid I did not respond to that very well. I said, "Well, why didn't you tell me that in the first place?" And he was like, "Oh, sorry, sorry." I mean, but he could have just said, "Look, ma'am, you're going the wrong way. You have to turn left or right or whatever direction it happened to be." But he didn't do that. He grabbed me and went, "No, no, no," like I couldn't understand English or something. Good gravy. Speaking of people from church that get my goat, oy vey. There's this guy I know who frustrates me to no end. I should say, though, first of all, that many of the people from my church are absolutely wonderful people, and they have had a truly incredible impact on my life. They're a great blessing to me, and I really appreciate their friendship and support. So I really don't mean to convey the impression that these people are all bad. They're not. Not by any stretch of the imagination. But there's this one guy that I'm going to have to work with on Wednesday, and I'm not looking forward to seeing him at all, because I just don't know how to handle him anymore. He has the most patronizing, condescending attitude toward me, and I'm afraid I have a rather short fuse where that sort of situation is concerned, because I have to deal with it all the freaking time. And after a while, it just gets on my nerves. So, there's this event that is run at my church on a quarterly basis. It's called Body and Soul, and it's a special service for the elderly and the disabled and shut-ins who can't make it to church on a regular basis. And we also host a sit-down meal for them afterward, and dessert and tea and coffee. Now, I've been helping out on the cleanup crew with this since, I think, 2009, since before this guy I'm talking about even joined the church. My good friend Beth, who is on the fellowship committee, organizes this event, and she's always asked me to help out, and I've always been more than glad to do that, because I feel that the church does a lot for me, and I'm more than glad to give back in whatever small way I can. But when this guy joined the church, the first time I tried to help out at Body and Soul when he was there, he said, and I kid you not, "Oh, Shannon, step back and let me do that, because it's a lot more expedient if I do it." I think we were washing dishes at the time. And then another time I tried to help out, I walked into the kitchen, and he said, "Oh, Shannon, we don't need your help." Now, thank God Beth was there, and she grasped the situation, and she said, "Oh, yes, we do. Come on in, Shannon. We can always use an extra pair of hands." Not only that, but whenever this guy sees me trying to navigate my way around the church, he always tells me what to do every time. "Turn left, turn right. You're not going through that door properly. You're going to hit a wall. There's some steps in front of you." Urgh. I actually said to him once, "Look, what do you think I do when you're not here to tell me what to do?" And he said, "Oh, I was just trying to help you in the most expeditious manner possible." And I thought to myself, "Geez, you pedantic prawn." So you folks are probably thinking, "God, what a stroppy person she is." But like I said, his condescending behavior just really gets to me. And I don't know how to deal with him. I've tried to talk to him before about it, but I don't think on my feet very well when I'm in a stressful situation. And I'm afraid what I said did not come out very well. It's been bothering me to the extent that I finally emailed Beth today to tell her about it. And I asked her, "Would you please pray for me that if this situation arises again, I will have the good grace to accept it with humility and aplomb?" Honestly, guys, I don't want to snap at the guy and seem totally rude and offensive, because maybe he doesn't realize he's being condescending. But I've tried to tell him that before in as nice a way as I possibly could, and he's just not getting it. And I just can't deal with him. Like, it's gotten to the point where I almost don't want to be there, because he's going to be. And I know he does a lot for the church. I know in many respects he's a great person. But I'm afraid I just don't like him. I find him bumptious. I find him forward, bossy. I don't know. Just an extremely difficult person to deal with. But anyhow, folks, I have totally ranted enough for one day, and I do apologize for that. Henceforth, I will try to make my posts much more positive. Do take care, folks. Bye for now.